Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us bright and early on this brisk, sunny Monday morning. I'm Kim Arcolio from The Ohio State University. I'll be serving as your moderator today. Because we have five speakers, I'm going to ask that we hold all questions to the end in order to allow all of our presenters to get their information in. In addition, I'm going to be circulating a sign-in sheet. If you would be so kind as to sign in and also indicate whether or not you'd be willing to review abstracts for us in the coming session, that would be or coming conference proceedings, that would be great. I serve on the Program Planning Committee for Maternal Child Health, and we really could use your help because we get close to 500 abstracts. So if you'd be willing to donate a little of your time, that would be great. So our first presenter this morning is Dr. Deborah Jackson. She's a professor at the University of the Western Cape, Cape Town, South Africa. Her specialty is in perinatal epidemiology, and her research focuses on the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, VCT, and newborn health and infant feeding.
Thank you. Okay, I'm really short, so can you hear me? It's a small room. Okay, thanks. So I'm going to talk. I know most of the presenters are speaking about domestic MCH evaluation, but though mine is happening in South Africa, I think it's still relevant anywhere. So I'm going to talk about mHealth for using mHealth for evaluation, and I'd like to recognize all my co-authors from South Africa. For disclosure, the APHA thing, Mary and Andy both work for Mobenzi, which is a private company that we partner with, that the academics partner with to do the cell phone technology, and none of the rest of us have any disclosures or conflicts. One thing, for background, we're unable to achieve sustained impact of health outcomes, particularly in low-income countries, where we do pilot studies or you get things to work, and then it doesn't, on a large scale, it doesn't spread, roll out. And so we need ways that we can do look at large-scale efficiency and do large-scale evaluations and for monitoring and evaluation. Cell phone technology, it's inexpensive, it's easy to use. Mobile phones are broadly available, particularly in low and middle income countries, where penetration actually approaches 100%. We look in South Africa, particularly in most areas, we run 85 to 95% at least one cell phone in every household. And pretty much, they've stopped putting in landlines, basically, in low and middle income countries. So the cell phone penetration is very high, and actually, the coverage is really good. So it represents a potentially effective option to use for research. And we've partnered with Mobenzi doing mHealth, basically, to do several large-scale evaluations, which I'm just going to give, and there's so much I could say, but a brief overview. The challenges are in field-based MCH, so that I'm talking about doing things in the communities or a countrywide. Time is critical. They're independent processes. You want to do blinding, sharing, and you have to worry about confidentiality of data. There's a lot of information fragmentation. You've got a very large studies. You'll have lots of bits of information that need to be stored and gathered by different people. Communication planning of the people. So one study I did, we have like 120 field workers all over the entire country. And field workers often sometimes have limited exposure to technology, but they're usually pretty good with cell phones. Even the old, one of our studies uses retired nurses, so even the nurses are able to do it. In partnership with the mobile technology company, we developed a system using mobile phones with a web-based interface, which can be utilized by the supervisor. So the field workers use the phones, and then that uploads directly to a web interface, which can be seen in real time. And then there were various algorithms designed to protocols to work with supervision and also management of the field work, as well as collection of the data and export of the data, merging of the data, all that. Those are some of the things I'm going to talk about. Our work has included management and evaluation. The ones I'm going to talk about are two large community cluster randomized trials, and then also a national facility-based surveillance of the South African National PMTCT survey. The latter, just of interest, is over 10,000 infants from every region of the country, so large-scale studies. looking at a true rollout and implementation, not just small pilots in targeted areas. So let's start with the Good Start program, which is one of the cluster trials. And that's where we evaluated an integrated, scalable home visit package consisting of 2 antenatal visits and 5 postnatal visits delivered by community health workers in Durban, South Africa. So it was a randomized control trial with 30 clusters. Primary outcomes were exclusive and appropriate infant feeding at 12 weeks and HIV-free survival. So basically, this was a cohort study following from antenatal all the way to 12 weeks postnatal. We had 1,894 in the intervention, 2,243 in the control. We were working in people's homes, so we were distributed throughout the community. And we used it for both the community health workers, what the work that they were doing, the actual intervention, as well as the data collection for to look at outcomes. Basically, at this time, we had something called we called the Good Start Management Console, which is, and then there are different, so you can see they're different. There's field data collection, which would go into Mobile Researcher, which was the actual data collection. And then using the programming interface, then it would go to the console, which was basically a web-based application that you could see from any computer that had, internet connectivity. But the phones didn't require internet. They just required the usual GPRS, whatever is locally available. We used low-cost, simple phones. They didn't have to be BlackBerries or iPhones or anything fancy. We actually got the cheapest phones we could get because they were less likely to be stolen. Or if they got lost, they were, cheap to replace. So you can see it was just these little inexpensive Nokias. What you can see there is the Mobile Researcher, and that's sort of what a screen would look like on the phone for the enter of the data. And then what would happen in the console, you could see whether you could track a particular client. And this one had some very nice, fancy little graphics. You don't have to have this. But it did tell us we could track each person and see, have they had their visits, have they had their data collection, and at the various points in time. So, up until they had the baby, and then 2 days, 13 weeks. So these were when the community health workers were visiting them. And the supervisor, as well as the data manager, could see what was going on in the field as it happened, essentially. I'm sorry this is a little small, but it's just to give you the idea of how you can follow milestones, have a lot of different information about the person, upcoming visits. We could do scheduling of the community health workers, schedule of the data collector, so we could help with scheduling, that sort of thing. And we could also manage the visits. So we used it both for its data collection, but it's also really good for supervision. You can tell when someone's doing data collection. You can see how long it took. You can see that if all of a sudden they had, supposed to be doing this in home visits, which means it's usually at least a half an hour between one home to another home. If all of a sudden, at like 11 o'clock in the morning, and like at 11 o'clock they uploaded data at 11:10, it was supposed to be a different household, 11:20, a different household, you knew that they were sitting at home. So that you could use it for supervision and management, as well as, and we've published some of this work. But the other thing was, if you want to get more expensive phones, you can get GPS, and then you can actually see where someone's sitting when they do data collection. We didn't do that. We used more of the timing-based thing, but that is possible in the system. This is just a little bit of what the cell phone data entry looks like, the CHW visit. These are just different screens. So each of these would be a different screen. And I did this one just to show you the different kinds of data entry that you can do. You can do a text data entry. You can do a tick box, a multiple choice, or you could just do a yes, no, a logical. So it's any possible data entry is possible. Even, short text. You could even do, sort of open-ended fields. And it's interesting, even though they're tiny, and people can really do it. This is just once more the information life cycle, so that you go from the data collector or the community health worker to the mobile phone, mobile researcher, then it goes to the, uses the API interface to the management console and the browsers and those sorts of things. So that's just another thing. Looking at our other big study that we did, which was slightly different, because this is a cross-sectional facility-based survey, was conducted in 580 immunization points
in community health center in all 9 of our provinces and actually all 52 districts. We were looking at infants 4 to 8 weeks attending PHC-CHC facilities for their 6-week immunization.
For this one, we had 10,735 interviews, but we also had 10,178 dry blood spots we were testing for HIV. And we had 120 field workers and supervisors. And so basically for this, we had both we were going to have the data that we collected into the cell phones, but we were also going to have data coming from the lab. So and that was so that was something we could also use. For this one, because it was a slightly more advanced, so we had the mobile researcher, but then we had outreach, so that the Good Start Management Console, which was basically specific to us, the company then sort of expanded it and made it more broadly available, where you can do participant records, scheduling, messaging, workflow, you can do custom dashboards to fit what you need, and then from the various things you can do mobile interface, data collectors, data import, and that's where with the lab, so that we can then take the lab, that the lab can send us the data, the results, and then we can then merging data import and merge it with the other one, and that comes through. And we can also do messaging, appointment reminders, those kinds of things, so that we can remind moms, you've got to, you need to come back for your results. That's mostly in this study what we used it for, is that 4 weeks after the date of the visit, a message would go out to the mom to remind her to come back and get her baby's HIV results, because this was 6 weeks, so they had to do PCR. A rapid test doesn't work. You have to wait for the lab results. So it really has expanded and become a very exciting system. These are just some, once again, just pictures of one of the things you can use it for is with a field worker is also help them with algorithms. So this was a screening algorithm, and so once they could answer the questions, then it would tell them what to do. So if they answered, no to any of these, then it would say, then it would tell them, check the, it would give them reminders. It would say, if yes, this will terminate the interview. So you can help that by just doing various algorithms to actually help your data collectors to do the right thing, and the phone is sort of telling them what to do. But also the blood tests. Basically, this was what we did, but if they consented to the blood tests, then we could also then say we had a blood test, so then we would know that there was a blood test out there that we needed to get a result on. We would put in the mom's cell phone number so that then she would be able to get her message to remind her to come back. And then we could also put in the lab number to help us track and merge later. So the conclusions are we're able to monitor and roll data daily, track progress, and manage field staff. The analytic screens and the monitor field worker performance and measure health outcomes. So it really is a broad system. Results are readily available for feedback to stakeholders and program managers. That first study of 10,000, we were able to provide within, I think, the National Department of Health really wanted to know what was happening with that data at the time because it was the first survey. And we were able to provide them a preliminary, unadjusted result within four weeks of finishing data collection, which with that many, that's pretty rapid turnaround, and that's very exciting about the system because the data is available for cleaning and everything in real time. So it's been useful for cross-sectional cohort data collection, data management, supervision, and management. Thank you. Those are our websites if you're interested. Mobenzi primarily works in Africa, but I know that there are companies in the U.S., and I know that here people tend to use, computer systems or laptops or whatever, but I think considering cell phone technology for field-based work, especially communities or very large surveys, is something that's still applicable just about anywhere. Thank you.